here's a story from The World.
While Cubans are facing shortages of food and electricity, the Caribbean island remains a world leader in medicine. It's quickly developed its own promising COVID vaccines. But as The World's Alana Gordon reports, the country's strong medical reputation may be adding to the street-level frustration of Cubans.
Eduardo Ortega Delgado says he's feeling super happy.
Me siento muy contento. Me siento más seguro. Me siento más confiado.
I feel more secure and more confident, he tells me. Delgado is 73 years old. He's a professor of plant physiology at the University of Havana. He's happy because
hoy, hace dos semanas que yo recibí la dosis tres, la dosis número tres.
2 weeks ago, he received the third and final dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Yes, three doses.
No tuve absolutamente ninguna reacción. Cero reacción. Nada.
No side effects, just some minor pain in the arm after the final dose. This isn't just any COVID-19 shot. It's one that was developed in Cuba.
Yo recibí la vacuna Abdala.
It's called Abdala, a reference to a poem by Cuban revolutionary José Martí. Earlier this month, the Cuban government granted Abdala emergency approval, making Cuba the first place to approve its own homegrown vaccine in all of Latin America. Scientists also recently announced that another vaccine is on its way, Soberana, or Sovereign. They reported that efficacy for both vaccines is above 90%. Scientists and global health leaders around the world are paying attention.
Latin America and the Caribbean, we are a very vulnerable region.
Dr. Jarbas Barbosa is assistant director of the Pan American Health Organization. He says the region needs more options.
It's very important, this development of vaccines in Cuba.
It's quite encouraging. They just add to the arsenal.
Dr. Gary Kobinger is a renowned infectious disease specialist at the University of Laval in Canada, a country he notes that has not succeeded in developing a COVID-19 vaccine. He says Cuba's vaccines use something called conjugated and subunit proteins.
What's interesting with those two vaccines is the fact that they're using what we would characterized as more conventional and well-known vaccine strategies.
Kobinger says these kinds of vaccines have less side effects. They're easy to make and store, but they often require more doses to induce a strong response. Scientists want to see published data on the trials, not just results given in presentations and press updates, to really understand their effectiveness. As for Cubans,
people want to be vaccinated as soon as possible.
Amilcar Perez Riverol is a Cuban molecular biologist at the University of Sao Paulo in Brazil. He says his colleagues in Cuba have been overwhelmed with enthusiasm from the general public.
At some point, the researcher have to say, okay, please stop coming to our institution because we already have the amount of volunteers, the amount of participants we need for the clinical trials.
Vaccine hesitancy is not a thing in Cuba, says Daniel Rodriguez of Brown University. He specializes in the history of medicine and politics in Cuba.
A major piece of the Cuban Revolution since 1959 is Cuba's increasing medical excellence. You know, the idea that Cuba has an excellent public health system, is able to protect its citizens, and that it's the government's responsibility to protect the Cuban people.
Even before the revolution, Cuban sovereignty centered on its ability to care for its citizens.
It was actually the first country in the world that had a ministry of public health, like a cabinet-level ministry dedicated to preserving the health of the people.
Cuba may be a low-resource country, but it has a strong history of providing health care and developing safe and effective vaccines. It manufactures and exports them, too. So when COVID-19 hit, expectations were high. The country stood out for its strong response early on. The homegrown vaccines generated excitement. Now, Rodriguez says, the pandemic is challenging the government's ability to protect its citizens.
Just in the past few weeks, the rollout of the vaccines has not kept pace, and the rollout of the sort of public health vigilance has not kept pace with the spreading pandemic, which has slipped out of the grasp of the Cuban government.
Cuba is now reporting its biggest rise in cases. Rodriguez says this was a turning point for many people.
You really saw a pile of kindling on the ground that was lit.
Cuba is racing to catch up with COVID spread. About a quarter of the population has received at least one dose of a vaccine. Getting the needed raw materials has been a struggle. But the government aims to have the country fully vaccinated by the end of the year. That would be a huge success compared to the rest of Latin America. But it's not clear whether that'll be enough for Cubans. For The World, I'm Alana Gordon. From PRX.